Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is April 25th, 2018, as we are continuing our growth series for the month of April, for our growth month. We're going to have a special day today, ladies and gentlemen, that I wanted to share with you that's going to be impactful and insightful, as we are really here to assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. I am super excited. We have a special guest on our show today, as I've been pumping it up and sharing with everybody across the network and across the internet, and as well as social media. This is where we can come together, ladies and gentlemen, where we can really help and be impactful and helping in our communities, no matter where you are, no matter what city and state you're in. You can be useful. You can be helpful in the causes that's going on right now. And so, without further ado, I want to just share this with you. We have a special guest, Ms. Sharon Sokol, of course, which is going to be of the Pure Urban Excellence and as well as the Black Wall Street. She's going to be on our show talking about what we're here to help out to make sure we bring this awareness up again, ladies and gentlemen, about bullying. And I really have been a real advocate for that because of the fact I used to be bullied when I was coming up as a kid, so I know what it's all about. But not only that, it's something that we definitely need to address. We need to educate, and we also need to inform. And the more we do this, ladies and gentlemen, I think as small business owners, as people who are making impacts in the community, we want to be a participant of this no matter where you are, no matter what you do, and no matter what type of business you have. You want to make sure you stand firm on what's right. And we want to make sure that we continue to educate. And that's where it all boils down to, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about educating not only what we do, how we do our business and things of that nature, but also how we can help people in the trenches who are going through certain challenges, that we can be out there to educate and help them as well. So I'm really excited about this special show that we're going to be doing right now for today, and also what Pre-Urban Excellence and also the Black Wall Street has put together here in Houston, Texas. And I am in Houston, Texas, of course. And, of course, we are on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So if you have any questions or any feedback, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to really flood the gates with the information, questions, anything that you want to do in your community to also help out where we can be more impactful where we are. And it's where it starts, ladies and gentlemen. It always starts with us first, because we are the front line of everything that's going on in the community as we continue to grow our network as a business owner, as a local church, or as a nonprofit organization in the community. We all want to collaborate together. That was always my vision, and my goal was to bring each and every one of us together so that way we can continue to educate, to help out, and to impact the people that's in the communities that need it. And guys, I'm going to share this with you. It's one of the most important things to my level that I've been able to do across the country, as well as my travel and helping as many as I can. And that is also by educating and teaching those who are willing to learn and to basically move up to the next level. And in order to do that, we have to bring some people with us. We have to do our part. We have to make sure that we're doing everything possible to make that impact happen, to make things happen. And I'm really excited about what this organization is doing and what they're doing right now here in Houston, Texas. So without further ado, I'm going to bring her on the line. I'm super excited for what she's going to offer and share with us today. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to take copious notes. I want you to really jot down and then get information and how we can help when we donate and move monies and things of that nature to help as many of the causes in our communities as possible for those who are actually working in the trenches, who are actually in and out of season doing this consistently without fail. Those are the ones that I'm willing to support, help, and bring out the awareness and basically get them the exposure they need so that way others can see exactly how to do it as well. So without further ado, let me bring her on. Ms. Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing this evening?
I am super fantastic. It's a beautiful day today, and I'm super excited about you coming on to the show to share with our radio listeners in reference to what your program is doing, how you guys are helping out, and the event that you guys coming up on May 11th, 12th, and the 13th. So I want everyone listening to hear about that and exactly what got you guys started to doing what you're doing today.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Yes, we will also have later, as I'm talking, Ms. Wilkina Winslow, that will be getting on, and she is the founder of the efforts in which we launched the initiative in Third Ward. The historical Third Ward is well known in the Houston area and in throughout the nation, I feel. But basically, the topic of the day is going to be dealing with don't be a bully, be a friend. The essence of that is to try to get a handle on all of the various issues that we have popping up within our school systems, and not only in school systems, believe it or not, unfortunately, a form of bullying takes place within corporate America. So it spans the whole entire age limit as it relates to that, and it's an issue that needs to be handled from an adult perspective. We can get together and put our minds together and in an effort to try to see those children or those individuals that are showing signs of brokenness. Brokenness is extremely important because in an effort to do that, that brings out your Christian teachings that you have learned how to love your neighbor as yourself. But concerning
correct.
The event that we're scheduled to do in May, that will be May the 11th, 12th, and 13th. We're going to start out with a press conference that we're conducting at 3802 Live Oak, and we'll be launching the initiative, telling individuals about the Don't Be a Bully, Be a Friend initiative. And then that Saturday, May the 12th, we will have like a general rally for all of the students, as well as young and old. We're having some dignitaries that will be coming out, giving greetings. And we have the awards and plaques that will be given to them at around 1 o'clock. And just a day of fun. You get to know each other, allow the adults to talk with the children talk to the adults, and the adults talk to each other. And in a method of trying to look at how we can address to attack this really plague that has taken place within our social communities. We have situations on Sunday we are going to do a gospel explosion, and we're going to do that at the Emancipation Park. We felt that it was quite fitting to rally those individuals not only that live in the historical Third Ward but throughout Houston. And that we all just have a glorious time praising the Lord.
Yes. Well,
and,
I'm really excited. I was going to say, I'm really excited about everything that you just stated and everything that you guys are doing over there. And what is definitely a need right now and something we need to address and open have an open forum of feedback from people who've also been through it, younger and older, and adults as well. As you said, it's in corporate America as well. But here's the thing. I wanted to just kind of get some startups starting. How do we begin to talk about this? And I know bullying has been around. It's been doing this thing with people, and it's affected a lot of people. And a lot of people don't have the courage to come out, to talk about it, to share. What is it that you guys are doing that's going to bring that out to help more people to come forward?
Well, not only this particular affair we're doing is addressing it, but we're addressing this from an adult to a child type structure, meaning the adults are getting mm-hmm. together, putting their heads together, and trying to, and showing the children that this is a unified effort. I mean, to assault yourself or to assault your fellow man is wasting your time, and there are consequences, unfortunately, that you will have to face in our spiritual world, because God is a protector mm-hmm. of things.
Right.
I would say that, and this is very sincere, when we dealt with bullying, normally you will find that there's some brokenness somewhere. If it's not immediately with that particular mm-hmm. individual doing the bullying, you're going to find out it's probably implementing and coming from home from the standpoint of a child, and it could be coming from home from the standpoint of a spouse. So these are things that you have to address first and foremost, the wickedness and the cruelty of planning on your fellow neighbor in opposed to loving them. You have to show them that there is strength in love. There's strength in loving your neighbor mm-hmm. as yourself, and there are consequences that the good Lord will definitely balance the scale. So what I would like to do, without further ado, is to introduce Ms. Wakina Winslow, who is the reason why we have the initiative that we're addressing this weekend in particular, because she has a personal testimony as it relates to herself and her daughter. And her daughter, and she can explain from a parent standpoint a lot of the things that we will. Unfortunately, we're in motion. We're settling quite a few things for the event, and unfortunately, we have out of our control construction that is going on around us. So hold on. Without further ado, let me at least let. Introduce her, and we can speak briefly, and then we will allow any callers to call in.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Ms. Winslow.
Hello, Ms. Winslow. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Doing well. Well, I'm really excited about this opportunity that we get a chance to share about this event that's coming up. And then your personal testimony in reference to that. And I just want our radio listeners to just hear out exactly what you started, how you got it going, and what was your conviction on putting all this together and doing what you're doing today.
Yes, sir. I actually started this campaign after experiencing my daughter being bullied. She was going to school, and she's very articulate, and she was going to school mm-hmm. and was bullied every time the teacher would compliment her academically. So with that being said, as a parent, I really didn't know, you know, how to go about even consulting her or, you know, trying to allow her to stay out of trouble and, you know, how to handle it the godly way versus the worldly way. So I came up with her anti-bullying campaign called Don't Be the Bully, Be a Friend. And it started to spread because different people began to call me and express their experience with bullying. So during that time, my daughter, she began to, you know, regain her strength. We went on TV. We had press conferences. Proclamations were given to us by two mayors and it ended up bridging the city of Shreveport in Bossier, Louisiana. One thing about bullying is it has no political gains to it, no politics, because it happens to everyone. Come to find out, the little girls that were bullying my baby actually was going through a domestic violence. They were witnessing domestic violence within their home. So they thought that that is the way that you actually express yourself. So since bullying is a learned trait instead of hereditary, you know, we need to address the issues and the problems and also bring solutions of how we could help people overcome this epidemic that has started across the country.
Yes, yes, and I think that is something that I'm really excited that you took the banner and stepped up to bring this about. This is something, again, I was just sharing with Ms. Sharon, that a lot of people know but haven't been able to have the courage to come forward to talk about it because it has happened to them. And the parents really don't have an idea as to how to address or deal with it, and nor the schools or even in the workplace. How would you deal with it in the workplace? I mean, what can you do? What can you say if your boss is the one bullying you?
I actually went through it myself in the workplace. You know, a lot of times when women are in positions, men are bullied too, but I can tell a personal testimony of being bullied in the workforce by a gentleman. I'm a global grant writer. And, you know, the pay of women and all of that, that's a part of systematic bullying. There's all types of ways that a person can be bullied, and it affects their mental growth. But I just thank my parents for always instilling God in me. And it teaches me to handle things in the spirit versus the flesh. Romans 8 is my favorite out of all, because it teaches you to walk in the spirit instead of the flesh. So
right.
I instill that in my children.
That's a blessing. And that's glad that you said it that way because, yeah, we have to kind of look back and see exactly what is the root of cause of this. And normally I notice that a lot of people say, well, they may be hurting or they may not have gotten the love at home is the reason why most people bully. And that's the way they express themselves. But to victimize someone else is not, to me, justice to even make that a statement to say that that's justified. I don't think it's justified. I think it's just something that, again, education and a learned, like you said, it's learned. It's not something that was hereditary or instilled in them from birth. But how do you get back from the point of this and addressing that?
I started going to the schools because a lot of times the administration and the faculty, they don't know how to identify bullying. So the person that's doing the bullying end up winning. So that's not how you want this to, you know, resolve. So I started holding workshops with faculty. I've hosted seminars and things of that nature with administration and staff of schools. Not only that, I opened up openly my phone number to children who were being bullied, to women who were going through domestic violence. I've also partnered up with a gentleman, Mr. Gerald. He has an organization that deals with reentry prevention and family restoration. So all of these things are areas that need to be actually addressed, but it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And people will listen to you if you respect them. And I think that a lot of respect has left society. So once someone feels that you're respecting them and you're really actually genuinely trying to help them without getting something out of them, then I think that we will be well off as a society and people will begin to have hope again.
And I'd like to interject one thing. Dealing with our children, you have the Parent Teachers Association, you have the PTA. The PTA is normally, people wondered about the significance of that. The PTA is literally was the, how can I say, the informing piece for the parent, between the parent and knowing exactly what was going on in the schools or classrooms. But then the teachers and the parents worked in a unit in an effort to identify. certain things, because in our society, many times, especially now, both male and female are working. So then what you have is a situation where the children are left in many ways of dealing with their emotional ups and downs themselves. And as a result of that, it becomes like a clique, those that want to stick with me versus those that don't. And then when you literally allow that those kinds of decisions to be made on a child level, then you run into the risk of having that individual that wants to be bigger, better, and don't understand certain circumstances. We looked at all the children as well as from the standpoint of adult and adult world and the children's world, meaning that you, even though that wasn't your child, you had the ability to give them some wisdom, not necessarily correction as much, but some advice. But now we're at a situation whereas they're alienating any kind of wisdom unless it comes from someone that they know. And if that be the case, then we need to go out and get to know each other. As from an adult standpoint, adults getting to know each other will know how to address this, because the children will back off and fall into line, because they'll see that you can't pull these kind of things before, because I may not know you, but somebody in this group will. And they'll know how to get you all, get all the way to your house kind of thing. So that's all I wanted to say.
No, thank you very much for sharing that. And I think we have really come to understand a little bit more about what we can do as individuals, as people in the communities that have seen or have heard of someone being bullied, whether they're in school or in a workplace. And
come out on May the 11th, 12th. Yeah, come out May 11th, 12th, and 13th, and let's all the adults get to know each other.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm really excited about that. And guys, ladies, listeners, I'm really excited about this opportunity that we can share this. I want everybody to remember they have an event coming out on May 11th, 12th, and the 13th. We want everybody to participate. That's here in the city of Houston. I want you guys to really tune into that and really get everybody to come out who have even had an experience or know someone who's had experience like this. I think this is an awakening call that we all need to hear and we need to attain, so we can basically step out and step up, so we can make sure that we're doing our part to help as many as we can in the process.
Mr. Peterson, before we go,
go ahead.
We got a bonus for you. I know you were expecting me and Mrs. Winslow, but we have an additional party that would just like to speak with you because of his dynamic program that he has going on, and it affects as it relates to family. I'd allow him to introduce himself and his program very quickly. Hold on.
Hi,
sure.
Mr. Peterson.
Hi, how you doing,
Gerald, for Light Accommodation Foundation. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing well. So talk to us about exactly what it is
you're
doing.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
No, go ahead. I said go ahead and share. You got the floor.
I was excited about partnering with this bullying topic, because that's part of what we do with Light Accommodation Foundation, and the Second Chance program that we're initiating is to allow these offenders who's coming home who think, who had a mentality of, in order to get moved forward, that they would have to bully people in order to do so. But this is a great opportunity for us to incorporate the two initiatives and to help change the mindset of a lot of us who have either been bullied or who were bullies to get out there and start making movement on the forward progress.
Yes, that is definitely a plus on that. I'm really excited that you're stepping up too as well to share this also on our show. And also, what got you started, and what was your passion and why you're doing this that you're doing today?
I got started with doing youth development, and one of my nonprofits, that's how we got it started, as doing different mentorships and doing different classes for kids who are being growing up in a society with our fathers or with our male influences. And so the kids has always been a passion of mine. And the bullying aspect, we hear it so much, and we can't go unspoken for so long to where it's all becoming a mental issue. in someone's mental issue, that's when you start seeing these mass shootings and you start seeing all of more and more what we see in the schools at this time. So my organization, what we did was step up and start being an intercessor for these kids to help them change their pathway, change their mindset in regards to where they were at and where they're going.
Well, I'm really excited that you shared that. And the purpose of this show and what I do at GTE Professional Network Radio is to assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country to help them all build and grow their network in the area where they do business. I think if we connect, and I share this with all small business owners, if we all can connect and support the local nonprofits that's actually in the trenches, in the field, working, you know, there's always the big organizations get all the notoriety, but nobody really talks about the smaller organizations that are there actually in the trenches. And so I wanted to shine some light on that, get more exposure to that. So what people can begin to see is that we can all participate on a local level to help out without having to worry about the big guns coming in and thinking, you know, not saying that they're doing a bad thing, but they're just not giving enough to where it should go is what I'm saying. And I think if we stay focused here and represent that, I think we'll come out better. Just like the lady said earlier, if we all can do our part, we can. I think the care has left, and a lot of things have gone mentally. People are going, and it's a lot of different things. And nuts and bolts need tools that's moving around that we need to address. But if we stick together and do our part and help each other, I think that would get us at least some hope to continue to bring on to others who don't have it. So I'm really excited for you guys for really doing what you're doing. And we're going to have more about that and you guys back on the show to talk more about it. I wanted to do a series on that because I wanted to show all the business owners across the country that this can be done, especially on social media. We can talk about that in reference to how they can participate with you guys. Even though they may not be here locally in Houston, but how they can participate with you guys in other cities and states. I think if we have this domino effect rolling, I think we can get more momentum built behind this where we can start seeing some impact.
Outstanding.
Yes, I fully agree.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're thankful that you gave us an opportunity to speak today, and we wish all of your audience the prayers from our righteous Heavenly Father that they will be able to solve the problems in the immediate areas, and in turn, we keep you and your services in our prayers for you to spread the word to far more people, the world as well as domestically.
Thank you very much for that, and I really appreciate that, and I thank God for every day. And just looking forward to really just being a vessel to help as many as we can as we help ourselves. And so I'm really looking forward to you guys coming back on. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ed again at GTE Professional Radio. I'm really excited about the opportunities we've been able to share. And we have the event coming out on May 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Pure Urban Excellence, along with the Black Wall Street, and they're putting together this opportunity for us to realize what's needed in our community on all levels, and we all need to be participating. I've been sharing this for a number of years now, and I've been saying that this is something we need to be doing. So I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host again, Ed Peterson, and till then, it's been a fun, pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And until then, keep building the faith and keep building the dream. Mm-hmm.